The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
The following program is sponsored by Next Steps for Seniors Foundation.
This is Next Steps for Seniors with your host, Wendy Jones. Each week, Wendy brings resources and information to help guide you through those next steps for your elderly parent or loved one. Now, here's Wendy Jones with this week's guest.
Good morning, and welcome to Next Steps for Seniors. I'm Wendy Jones, your host, and also owner and operator of Next Steps for Seniors, the business. And today, as every week, we like to bring valuable information to you just so that you can become more knowledgeable. As we age, so many things happen in life, and I think it's just really important to be educated, and that is the goal of this program today. And my guest in the studio is Julie Hoops. She is from the Association Member Benefits Advisors, and she is a senior benefit advisor. So good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And one of the reasons that, Julie, we wanted you in the studio today is because many of the calls that we get into Next Steps for Seniors has to do with situations in people's lives when they need more care. And what a lot of people don't realize is that these things are not covered under insurance, that you actually have to pay out of pocket for assisted living, independent living, group homes. Insurance doesn't cover those. And everyone's always surprised when they call. They're like, oh, no, now what do I do? I don't have – the average assisted living is $4,000 a month. People just don't have money laying around like that. And as we age, we need more and more and more care. In fact, I believe the statistic is 75% of people are going to need some sort of care in their lifetime. That's a lot of us. So that's a concern, and we definitely need to pay attention to that. So I wanted to ask you, you know, as we move into this segment, because you have experience in long-term care, you understand all the things that are happening in the industry. You know, Medicare was designed as a short-term fix to a long-term problem. And, you know, things have changed a lot in Medicare in the last 10 years that make it necessary for us to be more involved in some type of long-term care planning.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about what's changed in Medicare in the last 10 years.
So the biggest change that has happened was the rollout of the Affordable Care Act. And you think, well, how does that really affect seniors? Because they're not the ones in it. They're on Medicare. Well, in order to afford the Affordable Care Act, Congress had to cut money someplace else. They cut $716 billion, and that is with a B, dollars from Medicare. The cuts started in 2013, and the final cuts are this year of 2022. So the Medicare that your grandparents had is not the Medicare that you're getting. If you have a parent or loved one that used Medicare towards the end of their life, even 10 or 5 years ago, the benefits that they received are different than what would be available today because the final cuts are taking place this year.
In 2022. Yes. And I am sure our listeners are not aware of that.
Probably not. It's not something that Congress wanted to advertise.
Nor do they want us to know $716 billion.
Correct. So if you think like Medicare didn't do everything for somebody a few years ago, it's going to do even less for you
right now.
You know, I am one to say I have to take care of myself. I can't count on a government program.
Right.
And we cannot count on Medicare the way we once did. Mm-hmm. Your supplemental insurance is important, but the thing is, your supplemental coverage picks up the gaps from Medicare, but Medicare has to first say it's a covered expense for your supplement to cover it. So if Medicare says this is a covered expense, mm-hmm. and they're going to cover this percent, then your supplemental can cover their percent.
Right.
And not all supplementals are as good as others. But if Medicare says we don't cover that, then your supplemental also does not cover it.
Okay, so this is significant, and I don't know that we all are educated on this, so this is exactly why you're here today, Julie, because there are serious changes that have happened. And tell us, so, the difference between a traditional versus a non-traditional plan.
Okay, so a lot of people think about long-term care, and they think, oh my gosh, I cannot get long-term care. It's something you have to get when you're young, in your 40s or 50s, and you carried it over when you left a job. So you might have gotten some paperwork within the first 90 days of leaving an employer that said, hey, we had this long-term care plan for you. If you'd like to keep it, you can keep it. And a lot of people think, I'm young, I'm healthy, I don't need to do that. Well, if you don't lock in young and healthy, the price is going to be very, very high. And you may think you're healthy, but that doesn't mean that you're healthy enough for long-term care plans. The standard for long-term care plans is actually higher than even for life insurance. So it does not take a big incident to necessarily make you ineligible. For example, I cannot get on my husband's long-term care plan because I have POTS. It's a heart condition, and I was hospitalized for 3 days with it in my mid-40s. That has made me ineligible for the rest of my life for traditional long-term care.
And that's just one example.
Yes.
It could be anything.
And so traditional long-term care plans, they also, the price goes up every year when you have a birthday. And when you have those milestone...
They don't tell you that either.
No, they don't tell you that. And the milestone birthdays really get you. So the 70, the 75, the 80, the 85.
So there's more of an increase in the plan price.
You can take as much as 100% increase.
They can do that?
They can do that because now you're getting closer and closer to when you're going to use it.
Of course.
So and here's what they're not telling you. Traditional long-term care mm-hmm. has anywhere from a 90 to 180-day wait period,
yes.
meaning that you would need to be in care in a nursing home for 90 days.
Before it kicks in.
120 days or 180 days before the plan even kicks in.
Right.
So,
and you're private paying for that until...
Well, you might get coverage from Medicare. So let's talk about what Medicare covers when it comes to this, and then we'll transition to these non-traditional.
Perfect.
Okay, so Medicare, in order for Medicare to cover your stay in a nursing home or in a facility for where you need a lot of care, so let's say you had a significant stroke,
right.
you survived it, but you're going to need a lot of rehab, and your home isn't fit for that. So you need to go to a facility. Maybe mm-hmm. you only have a second floor bathroom.
Right.
So in those incidences, you would have to be hospitalized for a minimum of 72 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, they don't count observation unit time. They do not count ER time. And if you notice, the observation unit wing of hospitals used to be a few beds. Now it can be 100 or 200 beds. They are massive units. And any time that you're in there does not count towards those 72 hours.
So it's really important, listeners, that you ask when you're in the hospital, is my loved one admitted?
Correct.
Because if they say no, that means they're in observation. So you got to make sure they're admitted for that 72
Correct.
Hours.
So you could have
a hospital gown, sitting in a room, everything looks like you're admitted, but
you're not. You're not actually admitted. So if you're admitted for 72 hours and the doctor says you need to go to a facility for care, Medicare will cover 20 days. After that, there is a copay, and that copay is currently around $200 a day. Mm-hmm. And that copay is not indefinite. It's only for a short period of time. So in your lifetime, Medicare will cover 180 days in a nursing home, but only in 20-day increments. So think about that. That is not necessarily how we end our lives.
It's not.
In 20-day increments going back and forth to a hospital inpatient. Also, now keep in mind, if you have any friends who are emergency room doctors, ask them what kind of pressure they are getting to not readmit somebody if they were inpatient in the last 30 days. That also ties in to the cuts that were made because of the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. So doctors do not want to readmit you if you were hospitalized less than 30 days ago. So making it really hard to get those extra 20 days.
Because they won't get that additional funding from Medicare.
Correct. So the way that medicine is today, 70% of us are going to need long-term care mm-hmm. in our lives. I think that number is going to go up, and it's going to be 80 or 90% very soon. Because
which is making all of this so much more important.
Correct. I mean, the advancements, if you think about those in medicine, have prolonged our lives. The likelihood of surviving a heart attack, surviving a stroke, surviving cancer have increased. I'm not talking about the quality of your life that after that, but they're able to save people and prolong their life. But right now, 70% chance that you're going to need long-term care. Only a 30% chance that your passing will be very quick.
We all want that, and we all pray for that, but we don't always
Correct.
All get that.
Correct.
So we need to be prepared, and that's why you're here today, because this
yes.
is great information.
So the average man today will live 10 to 12 months in a nursing home before he passes. The average woman, 12 to 15 months before they pass. Now let's go back to traditional long-term care, where you have a 90 or 180 day.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment. So please, everybody, stay tuned. This is Wendy Jones, and you're listening to The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400. Welcome back to Next Steps for Seniors. Our topic today is insurance and learning more about Medicare and long-term care insurance. And we have a guest in the studio, Julie Hoops. Julie is from Association Member Benefits Advisors, called AMBA, and is basically informing us, sharing with us all the details about long-term care insurance. So we're getting ready to move into the non-traditional plans and why those would be beneficial from our first segment.
Yes. Okay. So as I was saying, the average man is going to be in a nursing home for 10 to 12 months and a woman 12 to 15 months. So if you have a traditional plan with a 90 or 180 day waiting period, and you've been paying in a lot of money, it's not unusual to talk to somebody in their early 70s that has already paid in over $40,000 towards a plan. They are seen, and they have a 90-day wait. Mm-hmm. That means they're going to be in a nursing home for 3 months at their own expense. The current cost of a nursing home is just under $10,000 a month in Southeast Michigan. So your plan doesn't kick in till 90 days, and you may only have a couple of months left.
Right.
So you paid in a lot of money to not get that. Now, I will sell someone a long-term care plan if that's what they want.
However,
they want that traditional plan. However, the majority of the time when I show them the price difference between a traditional versus a non-traditional, they will go for the non-traditional. You know, no one wants to be insurance poor. And there is still always that opportunity that you will pass without ever needing to use your plan. So let's get you in a plan that's a little bit more affordable, a lot more affordable, and we'll cover you starting on day one. No waiting period at all. Now, these non-traditional plans, you can buy up to 1 year of in-home care, because let's face this, most of us would want to be home as long as absolutely possible. And, you know, it is not an inexpensive thing to have someone come into your home to care for you. Mm-hmm. You may think, well, my children are going to take care of me. Well, you know, they have children of their own. They have they have jobs to do. They may not be available.
It's very rare.
And let's face it, do you want your child to bathe you? Do you want your child to change your diaper? You did those things for them when they were children. But when I talk to most of my clients, they're like, no, I want to rely on my kids to clean my home, prep some meals for me.
They want to spend time, quality time with you. They don't want to be doing all that other stuff, if it's possible.
Correct.
Right.
So the non-traditional plans, you can buy up to a year of in-home care and then up to a year in a nursing home. Okay. So, yes, if you live 15 months in a nursing home, it's not going to cover you the whole 15 months. What we're trying to, with these non-traditional plans, is to cover the last couple of years of your life without you having to spend too much of your savings.
Yep.
You know, so even if you have saved a lot of money, if you want to be able to pass on that generational wealth, we can help protect that. Because let's face it, at $10,000 a month, money can go very, very fast.
Yes,
so,
for sure.
Now I want to talk about why you should buy young versus waiting. Well, one, it's your health. You don't know that you're going to be healthy enough for a plan when you're older. So traditional long-term care plans, you really have to be very, very healthy. And that's why people get them when they are young, or they carry them over from an employer and they don't have to have a medical exam.
For the traditional.
Correct.
Okay. For
the non-traditional, the health requirements are completely different. In fact, there's no medical exam. They do a prescription drug check, and there are some drugs that you, if you're on, you cannot get a plan. But in general, the health questionnaire that I give to my clients is over and done with in less than 5 minutes. If you have not had a heart attack, cancer, or stroke in the last three years, you're not already diagnosed with dementia or Parkinson's disease, AIDS, or HIV, we can get you into a plan. Wow. Those are the basic requirements.
So in the last 3 years, but let's say you had cancer 5 years ago, but you're in remission.
The rate is the same as somebody who never had cancer. Yes. We're only going back 36 months.
Okay.
I can help somebody.
Yeah. Where do I sign up?
I can help somebody who has had cancer, heart attack, or stroke in the last 3 years, as long as it's been 12 months. But then I can only help them with in-home care for a year and not the facility care.
But still a huge benefit.
A huge benefit. So these plans also have what's called restoration of benefits.
Okay.
This is really big and important because that means if you bought a year of home care and a year of a facility care, you could actually get 2 years of home care and 2 years of facility care. By restoration of benefits. Now, doesn't really necessarily work in all cases, but here are some conditions where it works.
Okay.
You have a knee replacement and you only have a second floor bathroom and you are going to need some help. Maybe your spouse is not physically capable of helping you. I had hip surgery last year. My husband's 6'3", I'm 5'4". He was capable of helping me and we're in our 50s. But if those roles had been reversed, I could not have helped him in and out of the shower and up and down the stairs. And we only have second floor bedrooms and main bathrooms. So you could use this plan to hire someone to come into your home for however many weeks or months that you needed to care for somebody, or if they needed to go to a facility, because it is not unusual for people to have knee or hip surgery and go to a facility for a couple of weeks or even a couple of months. This plan will kick in and cover it. And as long as you recover fully and you don't touch the plan, other than making your payments, of course, for 180 days, they restore your benefits as if you never use those weeks or months of in-home care or in-facility care.
Okay, that's amazing. I have not heard of this anywhere in any plans. That's truly amazing.
And traditional long-term care has no restoration of benefits. And because of the 90 or 180-day wait period, you would have recovered before you would qualify if you had a mild heart attack or a mild stroke or had a knee or hip replacement and needed help for a few weeks or a few months.
Okay, so worst case scenario, let's say you don't fully recover in that time period, then it would tap into.
Correct. Then the restoration of benefits does not count.
Okay.
So now, why should you get this young instead of waiting? Well, you may not qualify. We're not promised our health. No one knows what is going to happen to them. You know, we don't wake up and say, today's the day that I'm going to have a heart attack or a stroke or get diagnosed with cancer. We just don't foresee those things. No one has the crystal ball to know all of the answers. So I'm 51, so I'll use myself as an example. If I wanted to maximize the plan, this non-traditional healthcare plan, and I wanted to get the maximum in-home coverage per week, which is $1,200 a week for a year, and I wanted the maximum in-facility coverage, which is $300 a day, so approximately $9,000 a month for a year, at 51, that plan is $86.94 a month.
Wow.
I would have to live 163 years paying into this program to pay in more than I'm going to
receive.
And that's not, and that's assuming I never use the restoration of benefits clause.
And honestly, I don't know that anybody wants to live that long.
Correct.
Just saying.
Now, if I jump and I waited till I was 61 to get that same plan, the cost is $130.86. Still very affordable per month. But now I wait till I am 71. That price becomes $318.12.
So the benefit to purchasing early is obviously the monthly price.
Correct.
And you're covered.
Correct.
Anything could happen.
Yes.
We don't want it to, but we don't know. We're all trying to eat healthy. We're all trying to work out. We're all trying to do all the right things, but something could still happen.
Correct. And with this non-traditional plan, the price never changes. So when you have a birthday, you do not take a premium increase. So my plan is $86.94 for the rest of my life.
Okay, so we've got 40 seconds left in the program. Please share your phone number because I am sure everyone's thinking what I'm thinking. I need to call Julie Hoops.
Give me a call at 248-675-9312. And I'll repeat that. 248-675-9312.
It is definitely worth a call. Why not have the conversation, figure out your age, figure out how much it's going to cost. Definitely do this pre-work. It is worth its weight in gold. I cannot thank you enough, Julie. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400. This is Wendy Jones, and you're listening to The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400. Welcome back to Next Steps for Seniors. Our topic today, long-term care insurance, we have Julie Hoops from AMBA, which is the Association Member Benefits Advisor. And Julie, my million-dollar question, because you have given us so much information the last two segments. It has been amazing, and I can't thank you enough for what you do, because the number one call that comes into my office is, how am I going to afford this? We try to help people every day find the right option, whether it be home care or assisted living. And every single person, once they realize it's not covered by Medicare or any type of insurance, they're like, how am I going to afford this? So they're paying out of pocket, but you've just given them an amazing solution to that problem by buying a non-traditional plan. And now you have insurance that's going to pay so much per day to cover your expenses in an assisted living. It's fascinating to me. So tell me, if you can, and our listeners, why is AMBA unique, the company you're working for right now?
So AMBA is unique. We have been around for over 40 years, and it started in just one state, and now it is most of the United States. So there's only, I think, two states that we do not work in. We cover all retired teachers' unions across the country, and in some states, the public employees, so people who worked for that state. That is our group. So you can imagine if you took all of the retired school personnel across the country and people who worked for their state governments across the country and made them one big group for buying at a discounted rate, the programs that I sell are at the absolute lowest costs that these insurance companies work for.
That's amazing.
So, and we only work with A and A plus rated companies to protect them. You do not have to be a retired school personnel or a retired public person to get to access these benefits. You can join their group and get these group discounted rates that are only available through AMBA.
So listeners, I don't know if you caught that, but I'm going to reiterate it, because these non-traditional plans that she just explained, the pricing, the benefit to all of them, are only available through AMBA, through her organization. So if you called your current long-term care company or whoever you're using, they don't even have plans like this available.
Correct.
We are taking advantage of this group, and you're able to pass it on to everybody that calls you, literally.
Absolutely. And you know, even if you were to go get insurance from these same companies, you could not get this rate, and they would require a medical exam. So we've also negotiated in that there is no medical exam. No one's going to come and weigh you. No one's going to take your blood pressure. No one's going to take a urine sample or a blood sample. It is a questionnaire that you are going to complete with me, and we can do this over the phone or in person.
So her phone number, one more time, is 248-675-9312. And it is definitely worth the time to make that call to Julie, get some more information. Like her and I both said in the beginning, 70-some percent of people are going to need some type of long-term care for themselves in the future. And why would we want to spend our own hard-earned money that we've spent so much time making and saving to pass on to our children and their children? Why wouldn't we want to take advantage of an insurance plan? It's absolutely a no-brainer.
Absolutely. And buy it young.
Yes.
You know, your health is not guaranteed, so you want to get this while you are young and healthy. The price difference, if you wait, is substantial. If you wait until you're over 70, the price is probably going to be triple what you would pay at 50, and that price is locked in then. If you wait till 80, it's going to double from the price at 70.
But it's still better than our traditional plans.
It absolutely is better than the traditional plans, but you know, don't wait and think, well, I have time. The price goes up if you wait and you don't know what's going to happen to your health.
And so many of us procrastinate, listeners, and I'm guilty just as you are. So I just want to encourage you. I personally have been doing this for many, many years. You know, I've had a lot of guests on this radio program. This is probably the number one best plan that I have heard of personally that I for sure am going to purchase, just for the record. So I definitely would want you to entertain it. At least do your research. It's out there. It's something that's available to you that we would not have known if Julie was not here today. So thank you for sharing that. I know we want to move in. We talked a lot about long-term care insurance. Let's move into our next topic. We've got 5 minutes left in this segment.
Okay. So now I want to talk about ambulance coverage. And I'm talking air and ground ambulance coverage. Now, if you are not on Medicare, go to your mother or father's home and pull out their Medicare book. It's about a 100-page book. And on page 31, they talk about ambulance coverage. And you'll notice everything says Medicare may cover. May.
Keyword.
Keyword. There is no guarantee that Medicare is going to cover your ambulance. So I'm going to tell you a little bit of the things that I hear from my clients when they purchase this plan. I talked to one lovely lady in Southfield, and her husband was on the ground in their home and couldn't get up. He was actually having a stroke. She called 911. She ended up getting an ambulance from Ferndale that took her husband to the hospital. And then they went to one building in the hospital and they said, we can't handle him. We need to move him to another building. So here's what happened. She ended up with two ambulance bills. The first bill is because they said it was an out-of-network ambulance that came. Now, when you call 911, you're not asking who's going to take care of me. It's like going to the hospital and they say that was an out-of-network ER doctor.
Doesn't matter. At that point, you're just thankful that you're alive.
Correct. So they're denying the first ambulance. They're also denying the second ambulance because Medicare never pays for the second location. So if Medicare covers you, they cover you the first time. Now, her second ride for her husband was less than a mile. It was on the same hospital campus. There is a flat rate charge no matter how far an ambulance drives. And then there is a per mile drive.
Nobody
cost.
Knows this. This is great
the
information.
The average ambulance ride in the state of Michigan is less than 5 miles and is approximately $2,000. Medicare never pays 100%. There is always a copay for the ambulance. And if Medicare does cover it, they only cover the closest hospital to your home. So let's say, I'll take myself for instance, I live in Rochester. Ascension Providence is my closest hospital. All of my doctors are Beaumont doctors. If I told, I'm not on Medicare yet, but let's say I was old enough to be on Medicare, and I told the ambulance driver that I wanted to go to Troy Beaumont, Medicare would cover none of the cost. And if Medicare doesn't cover it, your supplement doesn't cover it. So those extra 2 miles to go to the hospital of my choice would automatically mean Medicare saying, we will not cover that.
And you're paying $2,000 plus the mileage.
Correct. That's the average. Now imagine if you live in a more rural area. The ambulance can get very expensive and they may even call for an air ambulance. If you call 911 and the dispatcher determines that they think, they don't know, but they think that you have less than an hour to get to a hospital and get coverage. And because of where you live, they can't get to the hospital within an hour by a ground ambulance. They must send an air ambulance. The cost.
I don't even want to know. Oh, my gosh.
The cost of an air ambulance typically
is sitting?
Tens of thousands. So even if Medicare were to cover it, I think the maximum they cover is 70%. Well, if that air ambulance cost even $10,000, you have a $3,000 bill to cover. So now I'm going to give you a couple more things that I've heard from people. I talked to a lovely lady up in Lapeer, and she slipped on her driveway. Her neighbor called at the condo next door for 911. The ambulance driver arrived and said, "We should take you because you were knocked out for a couple of seconds. Even though she was standing and felt fine at that moment, we should take you and make sure you're okay." She got to the emergency room, and it turned out she had two broken bones in her finger, and that was it. So Medicare denied the ambulance because she did not need medical treatment.
It wasn't medically necessary.
Correct.
Wow. Okay, great information. We need to take a quick break. Listeners, please stay tuned. Julie will be right back with us in just a few moments, but this is information we all need to know. This is Wendy Jones, and you're listening to The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400. Welcome back to Next Steps for Seniors. Our topic today is all about long-term care insurance, and Julie Hoops has done an amazing job sharing information with us for the last three segments. We're in our last segment, and I am praying, listeners, that you wrote her number down. And if you didn't, grab your paper and pencil because I'm going to give it to you again. It is definitely worth a call to find out if you can get this non-traditional plan. It is 248-675-9312. Again, 248-675-9312. Okay, so Julie, you were going to talk about the airlift transportation we were talking about.
Correct. So okay. If you have to be airlifted, I mean, I had a friend who was golfing at Arcadia Bluffs here in Michigan, and he had a heart attack on the course. They had to airlift him to a hospital. These are big bills. These are not like, well, I got my ambulance, my copay for my $2,000 was $300 or $400. I can afford that. If you're covered for that air ambulance, your copay is going to be in the thousands. They are going to be very large bills. So you want to make sure you have coverage, because remember, with Medicare, you don't have an out-of-pocket max like you had when you were working. And even when you're working, your out-of-pocket maxes are going up. They're much higher than they were when I was getting my first job in my 20s than they are today in my 50s. So if you are on Medicare, I highly recommend that you get coverage for ambulances. And that's air and ground ambulances. Our plan, through AMBA, we get a 45% discount. It's the lowest price this plan is sold for. It covers air and ground ambulances anywhere in the U.S. and in Canada. And then it covers air ambulances outside of the United States. If you've ever been to the Caribbean, you would know if you got hurt on a cruise ship, they're going to patch you up.
I don't even want to know.
And fly you back to Florida or Texas for care. If you're on one of those beautiful Viking cruises for your retirement and something happens, you're probably going to get airlifted to the nearest hospital. So this coverage is going to cover you. Even when you're out of the country, you just have to let them know when you're going out of the country. It is $35 a month for you and your spouse.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's unbelievable.
If you're single or your spouse has passed on, it's $27 a month.
Oh, my word.
Now, you might say, well, I don't really need this because I'm young. I'll tell you, my husband and I have this because we like to travel. And our health insurance is not going to cover us the same if we're out of the country. So here are some extra things that this covers outside of just ground and air ambulances.
Okay.
It covers, this is going to be the morbid part, mortal remains return. Meaning if you die in another state, there's a lot of snowbirds
out there. It happens. It happens.
Yes. People do things on vacation they wouldn't normally do. So there's more likelihood of being hurt or having something happen. My mother was in the Bahamas with my husband and son and I for my 49th birthday, and she had a stroke on Paradise Island, right? She had overdone it. doing things she wouldn't normally do. Things happen. So even if you are young, if you travel a lot, you can buy into a plan and you have coverage. So mortal remains coverage. The cost of moving your remains from, say, Florida back to Michigan is going to be around $10,000.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot.
Now, what it does not cover is the prepping of the body. So whatever a mortuary service would have to do to prep a body. But, you know, a lot of people's religious beliefs say they will not cremate their bodies. Well, if you knew you're going to have a $10,000 bill and you don't have $10,000,
you might
choose cremation. Now, let's say you pass and you're not in the United States. They're going to cover the mortal remains return from whatever country you're in, as long as you're not in a war zone. And they're going to cover the repatriation fee. And yes, that is a real government tax. It is not charged if you bring ashes back. But if you bring a body back to the United States, there is a repatriation fee. Some countries, it's $15,000. Some, it's over $25,000. This plan covers that for just $35 a month for you and your spouse. If you have children at home who are 26 and under, they are also covered by your plan for $35 a month. Or if you have a disabled child.
So you don't need to pay an additional $35. They're already automatically included.
They're automatically
under 26.
Okay. Under 26.
That's
or
excellent.
If they have a disability where they're going to be dependent on you for their lives.
Got it.
This plan also covers if you're traveling. So you take your RV and you're going on vacation and you're going to drive across the country, go to the Grand Canyon, hit the Tetons, hit all these wonderful spots, and something happens.
How'd you know what we were doing this summer?
Well, there you go. Something happens. And
not this part. That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen to you, Wendy. But something happens and you end up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And you are still in need of medical care, but you're not well enough to get yourself home. They're going to cover that medical transport to get you back to Michigan. And they're going to cover the cost of getting your RV back to Michigan.
Okay, that for sure is going to be expensive.
If you were traveling with your pet, they're going to pay to have your pet come back.
You can actually leave. No, I'm kidding. That is amazing, Julie.
Yes.
This is remarkable.
Yes. And let's say that you are single and you are traveling and you end up. I just talked to a woman. She was traveling with her two sisters to Florida. And her sister ended up in the intensive care unit.
Oh.
And she had flown home just to have her taxes done. And they didn't have this plan in place. And she and her sister were taking turns flying back and forth to Florida while her sister was in intensive care. If you are single, they will pay to have a family member or a loved one fly to be by your side.
Oh, my
while
goodness.
While you are in the hospital. So there's a lot
so that
of little
alone,
things that,
that
this
that
will
alone,
cover.
Not including all the extra stuff.
Yes,
is worth the money.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Priceless.
And you can buy a 5-year plan or a lifetime plan. They are a one-time fee. And I will say if you are under 60, paying for the lifetime plan, if you can afford the one-time fee, is worth it. The plan will pay for itself. I have a lot of clients that ask to pay for the 5-year plan because you basically pay the cost for 4 years, but you get five years
Why
of coverage.
Wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people just can't afford it, and so they stay with the $35 or $27 per month, and they get the same coverage.
And what's the name of the plan when they call you and say, I'm interested in the...
It's an air and ground ambulance plan through a company called MASA, and there are several companies that offer services like this. MASA is the only one with an A-plus rating, and they're the only company that covers all of these other little things.
Oh, these aren't little things. These are huge things.
Yes, but they, you know, the odds of being with your pet, maybe not so high, but we all know that if you've ever had to fly a pet, it's not an inexpensive thing. And a lot of people who travel with RVs or motorhomes, they do travel with their cat or their dog. And they travel that way. They want to be with their pets. Let's say you take your grandchildren to Disney World and you took them or you're taking them camping and you did not, So it's summertime, their parents are working, and you're like, I've gotcha. I'm taking my grandkids to have an experience with them. Something happens to you. They will pay to have your grandchildren flown back to their parents. Because your spouse should be with you while you're in the hospital.
Right.
Helping you recover, not trying to take care of the grandchildren.
Yeah, this is really a no-brainer, listeners. I have not heard anything like this. And it's pretty much only available, it sounds like, through AMBA. So,
well, you can buy it outside of AMBA, but you're going to pay
more.
45% more.
Wow. Definitely worth it. 248-675-9312. We've only got 1 minute left in this program. We have learned so much information. What would be an important takeaway that you want the listeners to think about?
You know, it's not fun thinking about how we're going to spend the last years of our life, but it's better to plan and prepare when we are younger than having to face this when we are not. And facing talking to somebody, if you don't have a plan in place and now you need it, it's too late. You can't get auto insurance or home insurance while your home is burning down or at the scene of a car accident. So don't wait until you need the care to take care of this.
Well said. Very well said. And we all have auto insurance and we all have home insurance. So how is it that we are not as important as those two things? That's all I'm going to say as a wrap. You're listening to The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400.
You've been listening to this week's edition of Next Steps for Seniors with your host, Wendy Jones. You can reach Wendy with any questions you have at area 248-651-5010. That's 248-651-5010. Join us again next week as Wendy provides more information and resources for those important next steps for your elderly parent or loved one.
The preceding program was sponsored by Next Steps for Seniors Foundation.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.